Proclamation number 215 dated the December 5th, 1937. The effects of God's word. We actively participate in everything you do, and if it is for the glory of God, blessings and grace will ensue for you. As a result of your spiritual work, we, too, have to fulfill ever new tasks, since it is necessary to support all those who you are trying to win over, and to assist them when they search and ponder and turn their thoughts to the beyond. We pay attention to their every stirring of heart, and we aim to direct their thoughts towards the Heavenly Father. Ego activity sets in wherever even the slightest thought is sent up. This is why your cooperation is so longed for by all spiritual friends who, in turn, are entrusted with the souls of these earthly children, and if you comply with the commandment of love, you share with them the Father's gift for you. The Lord commissions you, His daughter, to work for His glory, thus He gave you a ministry you must take care of. Working on a small scale is often especially laborious and requires much patience. For where such thought had never before occurred to the human child, the ground must be prepared first before it can and wants to receive it. Where the Savior is present amongst you, when you sincerely pray for His presence, the activity will be twice as richly blessed, and by the magic embracing you will feel that you are granted His love. An air of piety descends upon everyone, at first unconsciously, but then you will feel it increasingly stronger, and even if you want to resist the touch of love coming from the Word of God, you cannot escape it. And if you let yourselves be affected by these currents flowing to you, if you spend sincere thought on the Lord and Savior, you soon will feel how your faith, your love for the Savior and your longing for the Father grows, and that you draw blessing after blessing from it. It is so beneficial to be active in love for fellow human beings. Abandoned are all those who received from the Father and rejected this gift. To fulfill the commandments of God should be everyone's endeavor, and the Lord expects everyone to live a God-pleasing life in love. But who lives like that on earth? Barely a few. The Lord does not want to influence them forcefully by any means, or it would be easy to make them comply. However, if you resolve to obey His will out of love for Him, you will remain blessed and from then on see your goal in the unity with God. The Word of God signifies your certain discovery of the path to ascent. God's Word is your nourishment and refreshment at the same time. It is your strength and power. It is the never-ceasing source of grace which Christ keeps at your disposal to draw from constantly. If you are instructed by God's messengers, then you take part of the work in the eternal universe, in regaining souls for the kingdom of God. Whether on earth or in the beyond, the love of God rests the souls from darkness, and any work for this purpose will be blessed by the Lord. So desire to hear the Word of God at all times, all of you who want to be of service to the Lord. Let yourselves be refreshed, let yourselves be strengthened and comforted, and come to the Father from whom the eternal Word emanates. On earth He promises you eternal life. If you abide by His Word, you will never ever know death. And all of you can achieve it by merely wanting it. You need only ever stay within the Lord, and the promise of Christ will come true, for His is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.